What is the date of our marriage? You don't know?
You say it.
Have you heard a better gift before? The best gift ever. I once bought 22 gifts at once.
Who has the final say at home?
It's me who has the final say, of course. And that is, as you wish.
What would you say to someone that says, my child doesn't live according to Islam?
Hidayah is not something that you can give. Imagine your father is a prophet, he's showing miracles, and you don't believe in him. Imagine a man smoking cigarettes. That kid would think that my father says that smoking cigarette is bad, but he's smoking, so this should be enjoyable and I can smoke too. Actions speak louder than the words. Today, with my wife, we are going to answer some questions about family life and marriage. My name is Fatih from Towards Eternity YouTube channel.
My name is Sevgi from Eternal Passenger YouTube channel.
Sevgi is a new English learner, so I will be speaking mostly. She's gonna ask questions, I'm gonna answer the questions. But in some parts of the video, you might switch to Turkish and we can put English subtitle.
Of course.
Okay, so here we go.
What is the last gift you bought me?
This is an easy question because a few days ago, I bought my spouse the best gift ever. I don't think that it was the best, but you were so happy. It was a vacuum cleaner, and that has a feature. It has a light showing where the dust is, so you can't wait to go home and clean, right?
Neden olduğunu bilmiyorum ama çok derin kirleri bile alması beni çok huzurlu hissettiriyor. Onu aldığımızdan beri akşamları evi süpürüyorum. Ve yatarken böyle içimde bir mutluluk oluşuyor yani.
Ya tabii bu erkeklerin zerre kadar umrunda olmayan bir şey ama seni mutlu ediyorsa buna fazlasıyla değer. But I've given her even a better gift before. You remember that? There was a huge box. I once bought 22 gifts at once. For each birthday that you had without me before our marriage, I bought you a gift. Because you were 22 years old at that time. For example, for your first year without me, a baby bottle for your first birthday. When you were 7 years old, you started going to school, so I bought you a notebook.
What should we pay attention to during a marriage interview? And do you remember what you asked me?
What is the date of our marriage? You don't know?
25 March.
What is the year?
You say it. Gerçekten hatırlamıyor musun?
Bunu bilmeyeceğimi düşündün mü gerçekten?
Bilmediğin için böyle yapıyorsun.
2017.
Gerçekten mi Fatih? İnanmıyorum ya.
2016 olduğunu bilmeyecek kadar
yani. 2016 mı?
Herhalde 2018. I think people should ask about their life goals. What is your aim? What is the purpose of living? Because I've heard from many experts that the key to a happy marriage is having the same goals. Because whenever you have a problem, you have an aim. You continue. If you come to home late, for example, I'm coming home at 2 a.m. and it's not a problem for you because we have the same aim. We want to spread the message of Islam. We want to change the world. You may not have this aim in your life, but the aim should be the same. This is the first question that should be asked in the marriage interviews. I think the second thing, which I think is the most important one, is that can we have a smooth and engaging conversation? I wouldn't want to spend 60 years in the same house with someone I can't even talk. Being able to talk comfortably and meaningfully is super important, I believe. For example, when we return home together every day, we approximately have 1 hour. We're talking to each other.
What is our family's biggest dream?
Our family's biggest dream is to travel the world together. With you and with Marianne, we want to explore different cultures, meet new people, try different foods, and have unforgettable memories all around the world. Experiencing the beauty and diversity of our planet. This is what we're looking for, right? But there's something missing in this plan. I want to do all these for a purpose. By the way, I've been in Germany, I've been in Holland, I've been in England. We've been in Umrah together. But what I want to do is that I want to have a purpose in doing all these. I want to spread the message of Islam. I want to change the world. The world is not in a way that I want it to be. For example, we are going on holiday. Okay, swimming pool. Okay, the foods are great. So after 3 days, I feel bored because there's something in my mind annoying me. What are you doing here? But if I combine all these, for example, I'm going to Germany for giving lectures. And also I'll see the city, I'll walk around the city. Okay, that's fine. But I have a purpose. There's a purpose that I'm in Vienna to give lectures, to spread the message of Islam. Okay, at the same time, we can visit some places and see new areas. So what is my dream? My dream is to travel all around the world with my family, but at the same time for a purpose. And alhamdulillah, as Towards Eternity, we are producing content in 11 languages of the world. So there's a reason for traveling all around those cities. By the way, Eternal Passenger is producing content in English language, and we're taking those videos and we are translating and dubbing that videos into Urdu language and Arabic language and multiple languages. So Eternal Passenger is the channel that gives the content to us. Thank you for doing this. So what is your biggest dream? Is it the same?
My biggest dream...
Continue in Turkish. We can put the subtitle. Just free yourself.
Eternal Passenger olarak biz tematik bir kanalız. Yani kadınlara özel içerikler üretiyoruz aslında. Kadınlar, anneler, çocuklar gibi. Sonuçta erkekleri de anneler yetiştirdiği için çok kritik bir iş yapıyoruz. Ve yüzlerce hidayete vesile oluyoruz. Aldığımız çok güzel mesajlar var. İşte tesettüre girme haberleri, namaza başlama haberleri. Yani hayatını güzel manada değiştirme haberleri alıyoruz. Ve bu bizi çok etkiliyor. Şu an sizin stüdyolarınızdayız. Gençlik merkeziniz harika. Bir sürü genç gelip gidiyor. En büyük hayalim ekibimdeki hanım kardeşlerle bunu başarabilmek. Allah'ın izniyle kendi yerimiz olana kadar çalışabilmek. Yani inşallah bunu istiyoruz. Yapacağımız bu gençlik merkezinde binlerce annenin yetişmesine vesile olmak istiyoruz. Çünkü herkesi bir anne yetiştiriyor. Biz bunun şuurundayız. Dünyayı da böyle değiştirebileceğimize inanıyoruz.
Maşallah. O zaman benim hayalim dünyayı gezmek falan, sen farklı. Ben gideyim o zaman.
Ben de geleyim. Ama bunu da yapalım.
Tamam.
Think about the darkest moment in your life. Now imagine a light appearing, guiding you out of that darkness. That light could be a video made possible by your support. As the Eternal Passenger Woman volunteer team, with your help, we have already inspired many people to embrace Islam, wear hijab, and start praying. Now we want to create an Islamic youth center for women to change even more lives, inshallah. You can support this effort by clicking the Super Thanks button or donating to our Patreon, because we believe that changing one woman's life can shape the future of an entire generation.
Who has the final say at home?
It's me who has the final say, of course, and that is as you wish. I would want to give an answer like when we have an argument, we look at the narrations of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and what does he say about this situation, and the argument is over. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says like this, okay, no argument. I would want to give such an answer, but I cannot apply this answer to my family, of course. It's not easy. At the moment that we are having argument, emotions ruling us, right? Emotions just stop what we're thinking. So it's not easy to solve the problem. What I do when we have the argument is that I wait. After 2 days, our emotions, maybe anger, they settle down. And after 2 days, when our emotions don't overwhelm our mind, we can make more logical decisions. So what I advise to brothers and sisters who are watching this content is that wait for 1 or 2 days. After 2 days, you look at the situation and you understand. Because your mind fully works right now. Your emotions don't have the control over your body. Your emotions don't have the control over your mind. For after 2 years, you don't even remember what you were arguing about. By the way, I think husbands should make a decision. In this argument, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? You should make your choice. If you're right, you're not happy. So what is the meaning of being right?
I want to happy and I want to right.
At the same time.
What is the rule we can't give up in our home?
The answer is clear. Let me say one. We can't stay at home on Sundays. This is not something that we can do. When we got married, you were not like this. If I would stay for 2 days at home together, that wouldn't be a problem for you. But later on, you changed and you became like me. We can't stay at home. We want to walk around the city. We want to travel and see new things. We want to try new foods, new traditions, new historical places. And also, 2 years later, we had a baby called Maryam. And Maryam is just like us. When we stay at home for a few hours, she says that, Daddy, are we going to get out of the house? Why are we waiting? She asks these kind of things. Maryam is 4 years old right now. For example, if we are in the car and traveling to somewhere and Maryam does something that we don't like, we say to Maryam that, Maryam, if you don't do this, would you like to go to home? Oh, no, no, no, Daddy. No, no problem. I don't want to go home. Of course, this might not be good for anybody, but this is what we are. We can't stay at home on Sundays. We want to go to somewhere.
As families, what should we do to get our children to make salah and worship? What should we focus on?
The famous scholar Ibn Sina, also known as Avicenna, he says that if you want to educate your child, words are not powerful, but actions are powerful. For example, I'll ask you a question, but I want you to give a quick answer. Okay.
Yes.
What number is this?
2.
How many fingers do I have in one hand?
10.
You see, I ask you a simple question. And you gave the wrong answer. What is the reason? Because actions have a powerful effect. This is an easy question. Let me ask without using my hands. How many fingers do I have in one hand?
5.
Just like this. If we want our kids to be pious, religious man, religious daughter, if we want them to be religious, we should be careful about our actions. Imagine a man smoking cigarette and he's saying to his son that, son, you shouldn't smoke cigarette. Is this message can be received by the son or the daughter? They can't. That kid would think that my father says that smoking cigarette is bad, but he's smoking, so this should be enjoyable and I can smoke too. So actions speak louder than the words. Before I was 20 years old, I didn't have a good life. I was not a religious man. I had a lot of sins in my life. But my family was religious. I was looking at them and saying that, okay, I'm not gonna be like them right now, but in the future, 3 years later, when I get married, when I finish university, I will be as religious as they are. They were praying 5 times a day. They were praying in a place that I can see them. And there was a big television. And at the right and the left of the television, there were copies of the Qurans. One of them is red, one of them is green. I was seeing them reading Quran. I was seeing them praying Salah. I was seeing my mom praying Tahajjud, but I was not. But in my mind, in somewhere, I kept the idea that I will start praying 5 times a day. And just like planting a seed, my mom and my dad were planting a seed in my mind that will be a tree maybe 3 years later, maybe 5 years later. So parents should be careful. If you make gossip with your friends and your child sees you, so this action speaks louder than the noise, louder than the advice that you're giving. If you lie each other and your child sees this, imagine that you're lying to your friends and your child sees that you're lying and you're advising your child, lying is not good, don't lie to me. Actions speak louder than the words. So parents should be careful about what they're doing, especially if your child is 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old. There's a camera in the house watching you 24 hours a day. You should be careful about what you're doing. You should plant the trees and make dua and see what's going
to
happen.
What would you say to people who say, I can't bring a child to such an awful world?
If I don't do it and you don't do it, imagine how much worse the world will be in 100 years. What we will say to our Prophet ﷺ? If people hadn't carried the message of Prophet ﷺ 1400 years ago, what would we believe in now? Bringing children into this world is our way of continuing that message, making sure it lives on. By raising our children with good values, we help improve the world, just as those before us did. There's a story of a wise man. Wise man had 2 dogs. One of them is black, one of them is white. Black one symbolizes bad, white one symbolizes good. He asked the students, in this fight of 2 dogs, which dog is going to beat other? He asks. And students couldn't give the answer. And then he answered, the one I feed the most is going to win. So what is the world going to be in 100 years? This is the answer.
What would you say to someone that says, my child doesn't live according to Islam?
We already gave the answer, but to add something to that answer, remember Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he wanted to give the message to him, but Abu Jahl didn't listen. We know from the narrations that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ knocked the door of Abu Jahl multiple times, more than 70 times. Imagine how Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was passionate about being a means of guidance for Abu Jahl, but he couldn't. So Hidayah is not something that you can give. If your child asked for cappuccino, yes, you can give it. But hidayah is not something that you can give by yourself. Being means of guidance is something between your child and Allah. There's a connection. Your child is gonna ask for hidayah, for guidance, and Allah will give the hidayah. Prophet Noah alayhi salam, his son didn't believe in him. Imagine your father is a prophet, he's showing miracles and you don't believe in him. So hidayah is not something that you can give to your child, but there are some certain things that you can do, as we mentioned, like actions speak louder than the words. There's something that we can do, but hidayah, Allah will give the hidayah, inshallah.
What is your favorite surah?
Actually, it changes from time to time. When I read Suratul Yusuf, this is absolutely my favorite. But Suratul Duha is one of my favorites. Because that surah is reminding us that after hardships, there comes an ease. The message that Allah has not forsaken us and brighter days are ahead. These kind of messages from Suratul Duha, it just makes me motivated whenever I have some hardships in my life.
What was the weirdest message you received on social media?
I don't have a beard, so the message that I got was saying, why don't you have a beard? You're telling people about Islam, you're a Dawah man and you don't have a beard. How come this is possible? It was a very angry message. And I just wrote, I can't have a beard, biologically. I was expecting him to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you can't have a beard. I was expecting such a message, but I didn't. That guy sent me a link to a beard growth cream. So that I put that cream and I have a beard and he's happy. That was the weirdest message that I got. Brothers, sisters, we try to answer the questions that we have from social media. I hope you benefited from, I hope you liked it. And Sevgi is improving her English day by day, inshallah, in 6 months or 7 months.
Inshallah.
She is going to sit in this chair and I'm going to ask the questions, inshallah.
Yes.